We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hi, is this Megan?
Hi, it's Megan Trainor. What's up?
Megan Trainor, it's David, Sue, and Kendra from Morning Magic. How you doing?
I'm so good. Sorry, I was like, I'm muted, and now I'm back. Technology is so tough, but yes, I'm here. I'm pregnant. I'm happy. We're releasing a Christmas album. We're doing promo, and I appreciate y'all for giving me your time today.
Hey, what's it like to be pregnant and housebound during a pandemic and to finish a Christmas album? You stayed busy, I guess.
Yeah, we're very busy. I thought it might be easier because we're not traveling so much, which it is with, like, without traveling, it's much easier, but it's still a lot of interviews at home and Zooms and trying to figure out how to unmute myself. It's a lot of work. You know? I've only left to do like two music videos, and then I went in person with like a mask and gloves on to look at the baby crib that I just bought, because it was like a lot of money. You got to figure it out.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. Your baby's not going to be a Christmas baby, is it? Because you're a Christmas baby.
I'm a Christmas baby. I wanted that, but we didn't achieve that goal for a minute. But mine's February, so it's going to be cute. Enough.
Megan, talk to us about Christmas in your house when you were growing up. What was it like?
It was the best time of year, because also my older brother is December 17th, his birthday, and mine's the 22nd. So we always had parties. Like, we all have birthday parties from December 3rd to January 24th. So there's like a ton of us. And it's like, those are the months that we get guaranteed time off and we get to be forced to be together. And it was always like a big celebration. And it was like, everyone waited for summer. And I was like, I'm waiting for Christmas, because that's my birthday and Christmas.
You didn't feel like you got a little bit shortchanged? Sue Tab was on the
call. No, not at all.
She's also a December birthday.
I know. I'm December 14th. And I was always like, I kind of got shortchanged a little.
No, I never felt like that. I didn't even know that was a thing. I don't know. My parents, they were so good to me, and they always made me feel so special. And like, that day was my day. It was awesome. The only thing I didn't get was my school singing happy birthday to me in the cafeteria, because we were on holiday break. But when I started doing radio promo, and we had Nick Jonas had an entire arena sing happy birthday to me when I was like 21. Well, and I was like, this is worth all those years not getting sang to.
Yeah. It sounds like you're really close to your family. And then I saw that your dad is actually on one of the songs on your new album, right?
Yeah. My whole family was a part of this. My younger brother recorded all my vocals for me. My older brother wrote some songs with me, and we all produced them together. And then my dad played piano on Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. Wow. My little cousins sang backgrounds for me on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. My husband and my mom sing backgrounds. Everyone's involved. Like, if you're at my house, you're involved. And during quarantine, those are the only human beings at my house. So they were great.
Megan, what's your favorite Christmas tradition? Are you more of a Christmas Eve? Because we have this debate in my house all the time, what we like better, Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. Is there a Christmas tradition in your family that is your absolute favorite, something you look forward to every single year?
I agree with you. I think Christmas Eve is better, because that's when we get with the family and we give our gifts to each other. It depends on like what we're feeling that year. But usually we like to have the kids have their time with Santa Claus gifts in the morning and have like a good family time moment. And when I'm going to be a mama now, I'm going to have that. So I do want that family alone time on Christmas Day. But Christmas Eve is like the gifts that you get for your cousins and your aunties. And we all get together at my house and we hand out the presents. So that's the party.
Yes, the party, that's for sure.
Funny. There's two kinds of people in this world.
Yes.
Christmas Eve gift openers and the ones who wait for Christmas morning. In my family, we're in the latter category, but no judgment, no judgment at all.
We can't wait.
I know.
Hey, Megan, what about the songs on this album? Were there songs that you just, you know, were part of your life, holiday songs or Christmas songs that you've sung or heard since you were a kid that you just had to record? How did you choose what you were going to put on the record?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people know that I love Britney Spears growing up. I wanted to be a pop star just like her. So one of my songs that I covered, My Only Wish, that's a Britney Spears Christmas song. A lot of people don't even know that. And that's like one of my favorite Christmas songs out there. I loved it so much. Also, White Christmas. I love Michael Bublé's version of that. I love Last Christmas. So many songs with Christmas in it. Last Christmas, the chorus, like, always got me growing up. And I loved singing it. So I knew I wanted to do a big pop version of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all these songs mean something to me. And I also knew, like, I'm not going to try to sing a Mariah Carey song, like, because she's the queen and I don't have vocals like that. And I'll let her do that, you know?
I think your vocals are pretty good. I mean,
I know. I was going to say.
Thank you so much.
I think you're doing
much.
Pretty well
Thank
for
you.
Being 26. How old were you when you won the Grammy for Best New Artist?
Oh, goodness. 22, my golden year.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
That is phenomenal. So do you have a little Grammy ornament you put on your tree?
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you need one of those.
I'm not that cool. No. I bought all my ornaments this year from Amazon. I don't know. I like got them in the mail.
Oh my God. She's like, I'm so regular.
I love it.
I'm so boring. You know.
Where do you keep your Grammy? Where is it? Is it on the mantle? Is it in a place of prominence?
It's in my bedroom. Yes, it's on the like shelves where my other trophies and my awards are. But you know, they're all in my bedroom.
I love the idea. It's the last thing you see before you close your eyes at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Yeah, but I've been sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know that.
Our time together grows short. We just want to say congratulations on the album. We love Christmas. We love Megan Trainor, and we love A Very Trainor Christmas, especially because you had your whole family involved in the making of this record. Really sincere congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you actually like listening to it. It means the world to me. Yeah, this is my family's album, and that's why it's extra special for me this year. So I appreciate you guys giving me your time, and thank you so much.
We love you, and good luck with the baby.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Well.
Bye, Megan.
Bye, Maggie.
Bye. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, it's
thank
great.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Be bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.